From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The death of Osama bin Laden has reopened the debate about whether harsh interrogation tactics, such as simulated drowning, produce good intelligence. Former Bush administration officials say these tactics ultimately led the U.S. to bin Laden's hideout. But the White House says it's not that simple. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports now on an argument that doesn't seem to go away.
Finding Osama bin Laden has been the holy grail of U.S. intelligence for the past 10 years. For half of that time, an argument has raged over how far the U.S. government should go to get information out of members of al-Qaeda. Intelligence leaders briefed Congress this week about their biggest breakthrough, finding bin Laden's trusted courier who led them to bin Laden himself. New York Republican Peter King leads the House Homeland Security Committee.
Initial information about the courier came from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed after waterboarding.
Waterboarding, also known as simulated drowning, is the most controversial of the interrogation techniques President Obama banned when he took office. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee. She got a CIA briefing this week, too.
To the best of our knowledge, based on a look, none of it came as a result of harsh interrogation practices.
Presumably, she got the same information as Congressman King, but they reached completely different conclusions. How could that be? Well, when it comes to practices that some people liken to torture, there's a lot of room for political interpretation. U.S. intelligence officials say they did glean early leads from detainees who were subjected to harsh interrogation at CIA secret prisons. Those detainees gave up the pseudonym of bin Laden's courier, but it took much more work to find the courier's real name, and years later to find bin Laden at his hideout in Pakistan. Analysts put together clues from all kinds of sources, an intercepted phone call, a license plate number, and satellite photos. White House spokesman Jay Carney says it's unfair to single out information from detainees as the breakthrough.
It's simply strange credulity to suggest that a piece of information that may or may not have been gathered in 8 years ago somehow directly led to a successful mission on Sunday.
That hasn't put an end to the political debate, though. John Yoo wrote the memos during the Bush administration that gave a green light to harsh interrogations. Jose Rodriguez led the clandestine unit at the CIA at the time. Both of them emerged this week to say those tough methods worked. But Ben Wisner of the American Civil Liberties Union says they've got an agenda to push.
The people who are pushing this narrative are the ones who have the most to gain if it takes hold and the most to lose if the ongoing criminal investigation of that program continues.
Wisner's talking about a Justice Department inquiry into whether anyone connected to the interrogation program went outside the law to get information out of terrorism suspects.
No one has ever argued that intelligence can't be extracted through brutality, only that brutality is much less effective than humane interrogation.
When the harsh methods used on a small number of high-value terrorism suspects finally came to light years ago, they horrified military and human rights groups who said the tactics violated the Geneva Conventions. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who's also a U.S. military lawyer, remembered that reaction at a Senate hearing today.
And I'm sure there was some information gleaned from waterboarding, but overall, the reason we stopped this practice, it was causing a lot of problems for the country.
And it's still causing problems, CIA Director Leon Panetta told NBC's Brian Williams.
The debate about whether we would have gotten the same information through other approaches, I think, is always going to be an open question.
So even though the book on Osama bin Laden is closed, the usefulness of harsh interrogation may remain a question without an answer. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.